Let's go to Mark 4 and 33. And we'll read down through 41. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable he spake not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also in the ship little ships also. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and he rebuked the wind, and he rebuked the wind, and he rebuked the wind. And said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great, 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 say that with me, great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to preach from this thought, living in the still. Living in the still. God, I come before you this morning, humbled. Amen. Knowing that without you, I or no one can do anything. But I also know that with you, all things are possible. So, Lord, we need your word to work in our lives. Others, some may be here today that think there's no way. But help them to realize that through you, there is a way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. My wife heard that noise. I was practicing it. She heard that noise. She said, What's that noise? I said, It's just a video, just a video, just a video. But I want you to get the effects of the wind. We know what wind's about around here, don't we? I mean, we know what wind's about. Still is a place where peace doesn't move. Still, you didn't catch that. Still is a place where peace doesn't move. It stays there. It's dominant. It's an overcoming power. It abounds. It is a place without turbulence, without commotion, without chaos. It's a place, listen close, where there's no arguing. There's no strife. There's no bickering. There's no backbiting. There's no battles. Still is a place where peace prevails. I want to talk to you about living in the still, living in the eye of the storm. And while the storm may be going all around you, where I walk, the eye goes with me. You didn't hear that. When I walk, the eye goes with me because I'm living in Christ. And Christ only operates in the still. He only operates where there's not all this commotion going on and all this wind going on and all this bickering going on, all this stuff going on. He operates in the still. And I want to live, my brothers and sisters, where God operates. I want to live where I can see and feel the presence of God day or night. Wake up in the morning or the evening, whatever I wake up, I want to feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. I've heard people say so many times, I don't ever hear from God. I'm going to tell you why. You never get still. I just told you. You never get still. You never stop. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. That's back to my meditation I was talking about earlier. Be still and think about the Lord. People don't like stillness, though. They don't like stillness. The only time they like stillness is when they're depressed. And then they hear a cat walking. Pull down the shades. Don't get it. Leave me alone. That's the wrong kind of still. The Lord told Elijah. Elijah kind of got depressed one time. Great guy called. He called fire down out of heaven and slew all these prophets. I mean, there were some heads falling that day. Goodness, I hate to even think about that. And then Jezebel said, by tomorrow, about this time, 24 hours, you're going to be like just like my prophets are. And he lost his peace. He lost it. He started running. And he ran to a cave. And in the cave, God said, I can't operate in that cave. And you can't either. Come out here. And the Lord, the Bible says, he said, I want you to stand on this mount and I'm going to pass by. And the Bible tells us that a great storm passed by. As the Lord passed by, a great storm arose, and it was so strong that it rent the mountains and break into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Bible says the Lord was not in it. As he passed by, this happened, but he was not, because God operates in the still. Just get quiet. You ever look at your children, Sister Cassie, just be still. And they're going, stop it. Just quit it. Just sit there. Be still. And after that, there came an earthquake as the Lord passed by. But the Lord wasn't in it. And then after that, here come a fierce fire. You know, a fire can make a lot of noise. You're burning everything up. And the Lord was not in that either. And after the fire, the still. After the fire and after all the commotion stopped, a voice, a still, small voice said, Elijah, come out. And when Elijah heard the voice, he wrapped his face in a mantle. Not when he heard the rocks, not when he heard the fire, not when he heard, but when he heard that still small voice, he wrapped his face in his mantle, and the Lord spoke to him and said, Elijah, what doest thou here? I cannot operate here. You are not through. I'm not through with you. You need to get your peace back, because I'm going to tell you something. You can't operate without peace. You guys that operate the plants and these valves and all that, you got to keep your cool. You know what panic is? It's when you have no peace. Panic is the absence of peace. And God cannot operate. People that panic, they make crazy decisions. I want to talk to you this morning. I'm trying to help somebody who's been surrounded by chaos and turbulence, and perhaps all your life. It's time. You know, you're only in a hurricane, the eye of the storm. You're only, like, let me just say it this way, that far from peace. You just get outside that circle just a little ways, and it's the strongest wind there is. But in the center of that thing, it's the calmest wind there is. You're not far from it if you would just move to the center, where Christ operates. He's always in the midst. Can you say amen? Christ had a peace about him. I like people that have a peace about them. You know why? Because it gives me a peace. You get nervous, makes me nervous. Stock market gets nervous, people call, it gets me nervous. I was okay till you call. I'll never forget, we was over here at this other building. Brother Jake, was you there that night? We were taking them pews out of that, selling them pews. No, we were. No, who was there that night? Anybody? I'm not dreaming, am I? Anybody? I think Brother Charlie was there. Where was you, Brother Jake, that night when we took? No, I'm sorry. We went over here, we sold those pews in the old church on eBay. And the people were going to come get them about sometime that evening. And they called and said, look, we got delayed. They were out of Texas. And they said, we were not going to be there for till such and such time. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And they had rented a truck and they had to go back. So I said, 2 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. We'll meet you there. So they called me when they got close. And I got the guys that was there in the absence of Brother Jake. And we went there. And so here we are. We opened church. We turned a few lights. And electricity's all got flashlights and all. We're got the pews ready. And he got this big truck. We start loading them up. And all of a sudden, I heard, against the wall. We were surrounded by cops. I'm not dreaming. We were surrounded by cops. The neighbor across the street, you might talk to him, called the cops. And rightfully so. He thought someone was stealing the pews out of the church or something out of that church. And they put us against the wall, and there was about 3 or 4 of us, but not Brother Jake, and we were up against the wall. And he said, who's in charge here? I said, I am, and I went to get my bill. I was going to show him. He said, put your hands down. Put your hands up, back up in the air. So I'm like, okay. And he had a gun, brother, and he was shaking like Barney Fife. And I wasn't nervous till I saw that. And when I saw that, I got nervous too. I'm like, don't shoot. We're clean. And so anyway, we explained to them what we were doing, and he said, well, you should have called. I said, man, I didn't think about it. They were supposed to be here earlier, and we didn't think about it, so I'm sorry. But you can't have peace around other people that don't have peace. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They disturb your peace. Jonah got in the peaceful boat and a peaceful sea. And when the unpeaceful man got in the peaceful boat, the mariners had no rest. The sea had no rest. Nobody had rest till they threw him out and said, then the sea was calm unto them. So you want peace? Surround yourself with people that have peace. But I want to talk to somebody today whose life is perhaps upside down. You know what that means? You're getting older, but you're going lower. You should have been way ahead, now you're way behind. Your life has not kept pace with where you need to be at this time in life. And I want to talk to you because sometimes you think, well, I just need a vacation. That won't do it. I come back more tired from a vacation than if I had one. Didn't go on one. A vacation's not going to do it. If I just had a better job, that's not going to do it either. Peace is an internal thing that you can have in the midst of a storm. Peace is, I'm talking about the peace that comes from God that nobody can rob you of it, no matter what they say or what they do to you. I got a peace about it. I'm not going to worry about what you said and what you did because I know what my relationship is with God. Isn't that what Paul said? I know in whom I have my trust and that he is able to keep those things I committed against him against that day. No worry about you. And so somebody needs an answer this morning, and I want to tell you, your answer is in the storm. Your answer is in the troubles. The three Hebrew children, boys, were going to be thrown in the fiery furnace. And the king said, who is this God who can deliver you out of my hands? Who is this God? And in essence, they said, he is able to deliver us out. Your answer is in the fire. King, we're not careful to answer you on this matter. Throw us in and we'll find out. You don't see him until you're in the fire. Yeah, I clap with you because you don't know he's there until you're in trouble. You don't know that he's there as long as things are calm. But when things get in trouble, that's where he shows up. And the king, when they threw him in, he looked in there, he said, boys, didn't we throw three into that fire? He said, lo, I see a fourth man, and he is like unto the Son of God. And it convinced him through the fire that the God of these three boys is the one they should worship. God answers in the fire and in the midst of your troubles. And when you find yourself in this kind of chaotic condition, God will bring a peace to you in the fire. While they were in there, the Bible says their hair was not singed. The only thing burnt was the ropes on them. The ropes burnt off of them. They went in bound and came out free. My God, somebody's answer is closer than you think. Jesus talked to these multitudes, and he talked to his own disciples with the multitudes. It'd be like me preaching a sermon to all of you, and then everybody goes, and then there's about five of you. I pull over to the side and say, now what I was really saying was, and that's what would happen. The others really didn't want to know. They just wanted to listen for whatever reason. But when he's through preaching, he would pull them to the side, and the Bible says, and when they were alone, he told them all things. When they were, the voices were gone, the multitudes were gone, the crowd was gone, and it got still. Some people are afraid of stillness. Did you know that? It's too quiet around here. Turn that TV up, and they're not even listening to it. And you want to hear from God? You won't hear from God till you turn everything off but an open channel to heaven. People get bored. Let me find something to do. I'm bored. Let me tell you something. That's a lot of the problem with the children today is they have so many devices to keep them entertained, they can't just sit still. They can't. It's time that someone shut everything off and get still. Get still and be alone with God. Can I tell you when the prodigal son came home? When he got still. As long as he had money and as long as he could buy his happiness, he kept doing it. He kept doing it. But finally, the Bible says, when no man gave to him, there arose a great famine. And he's by himself walking out there, just him, a bucket, and some hogs. And guess who else showed up? The Lord showed up. When he got alone, Jacob crossed the brook and left all of his stuff on one side, and he got alone and wrestled with the Lord. You want to hear from God? Get alone. Well, I don't know. Just drive that car to some park somewhere where there's nobody around, and just you and God, and shut the radio off, shut the car off, roll the windows down, and just wait on God. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. But this is stuff I do. Stuff the old timers did. They went out and prayed by stumps. Stumps. Squirrels and rabbits were out there. No people. Why? They wanted to get alone. When Jesus wanted to pray, what did he do? He found a place alone. He even took three of his most trusted disciples to a certain place and left them there. And he went further so he could hear from God. Living in the still. So Jesus teaches them a parable. I think it was the parable of the sower he just taught them. And now he said, let us pass over to the other side. And without any preparation, or let me get this, they said they took him as he was. Maybe he had a preaching garment. Maybe he had, I don't know, but they just all got in the ship. They just quickly, it's like going on a trip and just jumping in the car. It wasn't to be a very long journey to the other side. But it started out peaceful. Just like your life. Just like perhaps you started out in life peaceful. But before they could get to the other side, there arose a storm. Now, had they known a storm was going to arise, they wouldn't have got in the boat. Had you known your life was going to be like this when you got that job, you wouldn't have took that job. And sometimes if you'd known your life was going to be, you wouldn't have married that person. But they didn't know that when they got in the boat. And then the storm arose, and they did everything they knew they could do to combat the storm. I imagine the oars were going, the sails were sailing. I imagine that they were doing everything that they could possibly do, but it was to no avail. And the Bible says that the water had come into the ship so that it was now full and it was beginning to sink. They were never worried about Jesus. They didn't say, where's Jesus? Sometimes I say, Lord, where are you at? How come you're not helping me row? How come you're not helping me with the sails? Why aren't you helping me? He had made his way to the hinder part of the ship and was fast asleep, the Bible says, on a pillow. Tired and weary from preaching about the kingdom of God, he went and rested his head on a pillow. And perhaps this morning you didn't know you would find yourself in this storm. And perhaps you thought somebody else would help you out of this storm. But here you are at your age in life, and guess what? Have you checked how deep the water is in your boat? Have you not looked and see your prevailing nothing? Where is your life going? And when they realized that they were sinking and that they were perishing and that their life would sink with the ship, Has anybody seen Jesus? Let me tell you where Jesus is. He's in the calm. Had his head on a pillow sleeping. He probably needed a Zippa. Y'all hadn't? Okay. Now, I would have thought Jesus would have been helping them, and they probably thought Jesus would have been helping them. There's been times I'm like, Lord, where are you at? Why aren't you helping me? And when they finally found him, they were upset. They were upset. Just like perhaps you are. Lord, why did you let this happen to me? Why weren't you helping me with this? You're the one that said, let's go to the other side. It wasn't my idea to do this. It was your idea. So where are you in this? And they looked at him, woke him up and said, don't you care? Carest thou not that we perish? Jesus didn't seem to be too concerned. But they were upset with him. They seen the bread. You know, he had multiplied, raised the dead. Are you going to let us perish? And when you're the one that said, go to the other side? And the Bible says that when they awoke him, that he arose immediately. Not only did he arise immediately, amen, the Bible says he went to rebuking immediately. As soon as he arose, said, and he arose and rebuked the wind. How long are you going to let this go on? How long are you going to let it go on? You're going to drown and let him sleep? He's not going to die. Let me tell you something. The time to be concerned is when you see the wind. Feel the wind. You see the waves. David said it this way, early will I seek thee, O Lord. When you said to my heart, seek my face, my heart said, thy face shall I seek. Early. David learned. No. Don't wait until you're overcome by this temptation because you can't get out of it. Once a man is overcome, a woman's overcome, it's history. But early you can say, oh, Lord, I need you in this. And as soon as you see the wind and you see the waves, it's time to say, Lord, where are you in here? Where's the water level in your boat this morning? Where are you in life? And I'm trying to help somebody to realize that it is time to find Christ. It is time to find him. Amen. As they come this morning, the disciples saw the turbulence of the winds and of the waves, and they had obeyed the voice of the Lord, but they were scared out of their minds. But can I tell you, listen close, they were more fearful, apparently, when he said, peace, be still. And the Bible says when they saw the wind and the waves, the wind went, the wave, a great calm. And the boat wasn't no rocket, it was, it was, and they feared exceedingly. What manner of man is this that the winds and the waves obey him? If you would ever get Christ in your life, I believe they would have drowned if they hadn't woke him up. I believe they'd have sunk, and the Lord would have woke up one day and said, well, it's too bad. I was on the boat the whole time. And they never asked me anything. They never come to me with their problems until it's too late. No. With Christ, it's never too late. I feel the Lord here. It's never. Yeah, but I'm 50. I'm 60. I'm never too late. You can be, and it's never too late to wake him up. Why don't you stand this morning? Paul said, let the God of peace rule your hearts. He was called the God of Salem, which means peace. When he said, peace, be still, Brother Fontenot, you know what he was saying? Peace, don't move. He was telling peace, don't move. Because peace is still. He said, peace, prevail. Prevail. And God wants peace to prevail in every situation in your life. No matter what the diagnosis is or isn't. No matter what the situation is or isn't. Peace, be still. Peace, stop here. Peace, don't move. Close your eyes right there where you're at. I don't know who maybe I'm preaching to this morning, but you need peace. You need peace that only God can give. It's only going to come from above. And I wish that everybody that would, we all need more peace. Come on. We all need more peace. There's things in life that we struggle with because we're humans and we don't know the outcome and we get upset and we worry and we don't. But I am telling you, if you'll put Christ in it, it's like the brother said earlier, Brother Terry Emanuel said, that stuff's going to perish anyway. Lord, put me in the eye of the storm where you protect my soul, protect my mind, protect my heart, God. Protect me, Lord, from the elements of this life. I wish everyone would make their way down here that will come and ask God to give you peace. Christ walked into a place where his disciples were running for their lives. Running for their lives. Christ was gone. Jesus is dead. And they were running for their lives. Herod was after them. And they go, oh my God, well, let's hide behind this door. Let's hide in this room. And they huddled up, 11 of them, huddling up in a little room, scared. And Jesus goes into the room. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. I pray. There's two kinds of people, Christians really there are, and I call them both Christians. There's those that know how to give it to God, and there's those that don't. Those that give it to God got great peace. Great peace have them that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing. Then there are those that don't give it to God. They're going to dwell on it. They're going to think about it. They're going to play the devil's advocate. What if? But, you know, this could. I want the great peace, the great calm from the great guy. Amen. Who can stand on the bow of any boat. I don't even know if he got on the bow at that time. He doesn't really say that in this two passages of scripture. It said, and he arose and rebuked. I just imagine he woke up on the bed and said, well, stop. Waves. Says I, peace. See, he three things he said. Wind, stop. Rebuke the wind, the waves. Then he told peace, you prevail. You prevail. You be in charge. I want peace in charge. You know what God is? A God of peace. And he's not going to operate through your worries. He's not going to operate through... not going to operate. He won't operate that. But he operates in the still. Do I have anything I can be concerned? I call them concerns more than I do worries. I can be concerned about something. But I'll tell you, every once in a while, and maybe you have a wave of fear will overcome. You ever have that? Just like this wave hit you. Can I tell you what I do? I go to a calm place. I get away. I may lay down in the bed. I may drive the car. But it don't take me long. I'm coming back different than I left. Because I know a God of peace. And I go and I go, I take a deep breath. I do this. Whew. Now, let's get back to business. Let's get back to living. Let's get back to enjoying life. What God created me for. Because you will never fulfill what God has created you for in the midst of not having peace and not having rest. Amen. Get a peace about it. Lord, I come before you this morning. We all love you here. Everyone here, there's no doubt, we all love you. And we all know that you care. But sometimes we don't know where you're at. We know you're in the boat, but we didn't know you were sleeping in the boat. We're obeying what you said. You said, get in the boat, let's go to the other side. We're doing that. Lord, I've been to churches and I wondered why you sent me there. But now I know. You were there all the time. And help us, Lord, to realize that early we need to seek you. You was there. You got, the Bible says you got in the boat with them. You didn't get out. You was there. And when we see the waves coming and the winds blowing, help us to find you then. And then we won't be in the troubles that we find ourselves in. Hallelujah. God, I ask for peace upon everyone here. If anybody's struggling, Lord, day or night with the peace that you can provide. You told your disciples, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because if the world gives it, the world can take it away. But the peace of God passes all understanding. In Jesus' name. Let it rule your hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. If you're having trouble with fear, having trouble with anxiety, I promise you, get still and talk to God. Maybe you open your Bible, maybe you don't need to, but you need to meditate on the Lord. So I did that for 5 minutes. I'm talking about an hour, 2 hours, whatever it takes. How long? Whatever it takes. I'll be back. I'll be back. I drove to the camp the other day. Didn't really need to go. Drove 2 hours over, 2 hours back. Stayed 2 hours. No radio, nothing. Me and my passenger rides with me. I get a peace about it. Go in one way, come out a different way. You need peace. Without peace, there's no prosperity. Amen. God bless you this morning.